For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Witnesses tell KDKA-TV 48-year-old Robert Bowers yelled, "All Jews must die," as he sprayed bullets indiscriminately in the Pittsburgh area synagogue. President Trump says the shooting was a horrible thing.
It looks definitely like it's an anti-Semitic crime, and that is something you wouldn't believe could still be going on.
The attack occurred inside the Tree of Life Synagogue during a baby naming ceremony. The suspect was one of those taken to the hospital. Pittsburgh Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrich.
The scene is very bad inside. There are multiple fatalities. There are at least six injuries, to include four police officers.
The shooting comes on Shabbat, the Jewish Sabbath, and is the busiest day traditionally at synagogues. A maintenance man who hid during the attack said there were three congregations meeting simultaneously, with as many as 100 people present at the time of the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The man accused of sending more than a dozen suspected explosive devices to critics of President Donald Trump is a former DJ and bouncer at a gentleman's club in West Palm Beach. He also made pizza deliveries for Deborah Gagarian, who says for the most part he was a model employee.
I knew he had issues. He really was not, he definitely beat to the beat of his own drum.
Federal authorities say fingerprints and DNA helped capture Cesar Sayoc. A top Saudi official told a security forum hosted by the International Institute for Strategic Studies in Bahrain that people were blaming Saudi Arabia prematurely for the alleged killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. More from USA's Winnie King.
Saudi Arabia continues its investigation into the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Adel Al-Jabir calls international criticism hysterical.
We have made it very clear that those responsible will be held responsible and will be held to account. And we have made it very clear that we will put in place mechanisms to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Delivering this week's Democratic radio address, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto blasts Republicans for giving tax breaks to the wealthy and now attacking programs for the elderly.
Last week, the Congressional Budget Office reported that the U.S. budget deficit grew to $779 billion in 2018. This 17% increase was caused in part by the GOP's tax plan, which gave away billions of dollars in tax breaks to the wealthiest individuals and big corporations, while doing little for the hardworking families it promised to help. To pay for their cuts, GOP leadership is beginning their attacks on critical programs for seniors and hardworking families in Nevada and throughout America by saying that Congress needs to look at the costs of these programs. This is nothing more than a veiled threat to target cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security to pay for their lavish corporate giveaway.
A 27-year-old woman working as a psychic in Toronto is charged with pretending to practice witchcraft, fraud over $5,000, and possession of property obtained by a crime. York Regional Police Officer Lori Nickel tells CTV Samantha Stevenson bilked a 67-year-old man out of thousands of dollars.
She essentially convinced him that his residence and himself were being followed sort of by evil spirits, and that the only way to remove these evil spirits was to sell the house and transfer her all the money, where she would be doing blessings and different spells.
You're listening to USA Radio News.